Well, welcome back to Broad Minded with the Broads. Christine and Molly on Take 5 XM 155. But right now, our next guest is originally from Australia. He's a regular broad and a celebrity life coach, author, and expert in human behavior and relationships. And he's here to talk with us again, Patrick Wanis. Welcome back to Broad Minded. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Did you watch the 2020 interview with Peta Cook?
I know that a lot of people are very annoyed by that interview.
All right. Okay, you go first.
Well, obviously, the first question I'm saying is thinking or asking, why did Barbara Walters choose to put Peta Cook on national TV to say, hey, I'm a good guy? And really, it was her fault. It was Christy Brinkley's fault that I cheat on her because I just wanted, you know, her to appreciate me and tell me that I've done so much because I helped her build wealth. And I just wanted the emotional connection, and I couldn't get that. So I chased an 18-year-old girl so I could have great sex.
Yeah, I mean, I took the kids to school, and all I wanted her to do was say thank you. I mean, that's it. I just wanted to be appreciated. It's her fault.
So here's my question. If you have the balls to get up on national television and say that, then why didn't you have the balls as a male to sit in front of your wife and say, honey, I'm doing all this for you, and I feel that maybe you don't appreciate it, or I feel that I'm not being valued in this. And I would just like to know, you know, is this special to you? Because I don't feel that you really appreciate what I do. How different is that to, well, I'm not going to talk to her. I'm just going to go find a hot 18-year-old girl so I can have lots of sex with her. And I'm going to spend $1,000 a month, thousands and thousands of dollars a month on porn. Come on.
I know. It's just, but the justification, why do they, tell me that, because human behavior, what is it about a guy? We'll just use men at this point, because when it comes to a crotch, they lose all sense of right and wrong, apparently.
Well, there's many different things going on here now, because I want to jump on that point first to talk about that. When you say that, you know, men are driven by their penis or by the sex drive, yes, that's true, but that has nothing to do with cheating. They're two different things, because you can have lots of great regular sex with your wife, too. Now, having said that, it's important that we understand what I call the time paradox. In fact, the time paradox is a term that's been coined by a very good friend and colleague of mine who is probably America's greatest psychologist, Philip Zimbardo.
Okay.
Now, he used the term, and this is something that I've been teaching for many years. We get stuck in time. For example, a lady who won't trust someone because she's been hurt in the past is still stuck in time in the past. The person that's working so hard because he's worried about setting up his or her future is stuck in the future. The person that hoards and is stingy because they're afraid that they might run out of money in the future is stuck in the future. Then we have the person, such as Peta Cook, who's so stuck in the present moment that all they care about is instant gratification.
Mm-hmm.
Where they become very, very selfish, they become completely thoughtless and inconsiderate, and all they get caught up in is the moment. If you don't have the power to say no, you give in to temptation, you lack the discipline because you're giving into the moment. Now, I'm not justifying what he did. I'm saying that this is an example of how all of us need to be aware that there are times that we can easily get caught up in the moment and do something wrong, like cheating or stealing or whatever it might be. That, though, doesn't relate to Peta Cook, or that's not his only motive. Peta Cook was labeled as a narcissist by the psychologists who appeared at his divorce court proceedings.
Uh-huh. Oh, he's definitely a narcissist.
Now, we need to look at what is narcissism. Narcissism is simply an exaggerated response and reaction to major low self-esteem and to major emptiness. Someone that needs to go to an 18-year-old girl to feel good about themselves or to try and fill up the inner emptiness is someone that has very, very low self-esteem. Someone that goes to the extent of going on national television to get that extra attention is a narcissist. A narcissist is someone who is all about instant gratification, is extremely selfish, basically believes the world revolves around them, and cannot handle criticism of any kind.
Right.
So they're almost violent in their response to criticism, and they tend to blame everyone else, and they're all about, what can you do for me? They're very much into self-promotion, and here's another great one. They tend to be highly promiscuous.
Really?
Now, isn't that interesting?
So, isn't it?
So I want to just say here that here's an example of someone that is truly narcissistic. So I know that when your producer called me and said, look, you know, or spoke to my publicist and said, we want to talk to Patrick about why did Peter Cook want to get on this show, for many reasons. The first and foremost is he loves the attention. A person that is so narcissistic needs constant attention.
So that's the narcissism side, but what is it with the... Well, he'll say in one sentence, and we have the audio, but he'll say in one sentence that he is sorry, he knows he did something wrong, but it's all because of everything she didn't do.
Right. What he's trying to say is, look, I know the act is wrong, but the motivation for doing it is her fault. Now, just yesterday, I was on another nationally syndicated show, and I said exactly the same thing. When are we going to wake up and take responsibility and accountability for our own actions? And I want to reference this book because I know you'll relate to this. Gary Newman is a marriage counselor who wrote a book called The Truth About Cheating. And he went on Oprah, and he angered a lot of women, and he angered even a man, being me, when he says the same thing that Peter Cook says. I think Peter Cook must have read his book. Listen, when a lady cheats on you, it's basically your fault because you're not appreciating him enough, because men have been telling me over 20 years that their excuse for cheating is, my wife didn't thank me, she didn't show me enough appreciation. You know, there wasn't enough thoughtful gestures.
Oh, my God.
Right.
You know,
get angry because it's basically, I mean, let's say it as it is. How dare someone say, Christine, Molly, Patrick, it's your fault for what I did. No.
I would love somebody, just one of them, to go on and be honest that I am a horny bastard, and when I see young crotch, I cannot help myself.
Well,
period.
I don't think you can get any guy to say that to you. But at least say, I was wrong, what I did was wrong, and I asked for forgiveness and admit you were wrong, rather than saying the action was wrong, but I did that wrong action because of her fault.
You know, Patrick, this is Molly. The one thing I've learned about narcissism and narcissistic people, and I talked to a guy, he was an FBI profiler. I met him years ago, and Old Broad Sherry was a friend of a friend, and we all hung out, and he was a psychologist, and we were talking, and I was talking about narcissistic people and working with someone that's narcissistic. And he said, yeah. And I said, isn't it fascinating to talk about these people? He said, yeah, but to have to deal with them in your life is a whole different ballgame because they're never going to change. And so you can sit here and you can try to, you know, it's like you say, you want them to be accountable, accountability. And some people will never be accountable. They'll never be wrong. They'll never admit that they're wrong. They will spin it. They'll manipulate it. There is no... it's like the other, what's the phrase that's very popular right now, but I know it's been around, cognitive dissonance, you know, where there is no accountability for their wrong actions. Everything is not my fault, it's your fault, it's somebody else, even in something that is so blatant.
But
so
here's
blatant.
The key, you're right, and Molly, here's the key that opens the door to the solution.
Oh, there's a solution?
There is a solution if we all simply become aware that we have choices in every moment. Now, please let me elaborate on this point because I want everyone listening to understand this clearly. When something happens to us, and things sometimes do happen to us, someone does something to us, say they're abusive or they're rude, we might feel something. And we might even say, you made me feel. Well, no one necessarily made you feel something, but they may have triggered a feeling in you. Maybe you feel angry. Maybe you feel hurt. Maybe you feel frightened. Maybe you feel like you want to hurt them back. All right, that's your feeling. Now, here's the key. How are you going to choose to respond to that feeling? Are you going to take out a gun and shoot someone? Are you going to punch them? Are you going to walk away? Are you going to run away? Are you going to say something abusive? Or are you going to go sleep with an 18-year-old?
Well, yeah. But Patrick, you left out voodoo dolls and pins.
Well, okay, yeah, you can take some spells.
All right. But you left that one out, Patrick.
I'm sorry about that. Forgive me for that. But you understand my point. In every moment, no matter what we feel because of something that someone did or didn't do, we have the power to choose the way that we're going to respond to that feeling.
That's
so
true.
Even if I'm in a marriage and I feel that my wife isn't grateful or isn't thanking me or isn't appreciating me or doesn't value me, I have so many choices in front of me. I can go and sit down and talk to her about it. I can say to her, I feel unappreciated. I can say, I'm really angry. I can say, we need help. I can say, you know, I'm so angry, I'm not coming home tonight. Or I can go and I can do nothing in terms of talking to her, and I can go and cheat. I mean, there are so many different responses.
Hey, Patrick, you know, what do you think about this for an answer? And diagnose this, please. An ex-boyfriend of mine, things weren't working out. Something went awry. Nobody was talking. So I kept asking him, what's wrong? What's going on? And my instincts told me he's met somebody else.
Right.
So I simply asked, did you meet somebody else? No. Is there somebody else? No. Then it turned into, it doesn't have anything to do with another person. It has to do with you and me. And I'm like, okay, but is there somebody else? Did you meet another woman? And then in the end, when he finally admitted to it, he still said, this other woman has nothing to do with it. It's you and I. And partly that's true because the relationship has problems, and if you just look at the two people, but he didn't want to deal with the fact that he had met another woman, and why he was seeing me, he was seeing somebody else. And he thought that played no factor into not only how he behaved and what he did, which was basically lying to me about somebody else. He was justifying it.
Right.
So what do you think about that?
Well, step one, or point one, he's right in the sense that before I ever met this
before I get
girl,
another voodoo doll. Hmm?
I think you need the voodoo doll, yeah.
Yeah,
before
voodoo
I ever met
dick.
This person, the problems you and I had were because of you and I. Okay, that's true. But now that I've met someone, I need to tell you I've met someone rather than lie, cheat, hide, or betray you.
Mm.
And the question that needs to be asked is, if you weren't happy in this relationship and you met someone else who you believed was going to bring you some joy and happiness, then why not simply end this relationship and say, you know, honey, things haven't been working out. I think you'll agree with me that doesn't look like we're suited to each other. We're not going to be moving forward. I've met someone else that I feel I could have a future with, so I would like, that's the choice I'm making, to move in that direction. And at that point, you can say, you bastard, you this, you that, but at least he's told you.
I mean, honesty sometimes can hurt, but being honest about what the truth is, you could be a bitch, but at least you're an honest bitch.
I'll tell you something
you
about...
You could be a jerk or an honest jerk.
Right. Here is my take on this wonderful expression. Oh, I didn't want to tell them the truth because it would hurt them. No, that's not true at all. What you're really saying is, I didn't want to feel uncomfortable when I tell you the truth.
What about the one where they say you're only trying to get it off your chest to make you feel better?
There are some people that do that in the sense that they want to relieve their guilt by telling you the truth. And I've experienced this in the past too, where a girl will tell you something, oh, I did such and such, just because she wants to feel that she was able to get it off her chest and relieve the guilt. And there are different ways to handle that. I don't think that that's the best way. If your intention is to relieve yourself of guilt, I think that's completely wrong. The intention should be to say, depending on what your ultimate goal is, you know, do you want this relationship to move forward? Do you not want it to move forward? Do you want to end it? Work out first, what do you want from this relationship? Maybe you want to say to the person, I am breaking up this relationship, but I ask you forgiveness for what I did because I know what I did was wrong, and I know it really hurt you, and I know I disrespected you. That was not my original intention. The thing is that we don't often think about other people's feelings. We're too often caught up in our own world. Like Peter Cook, who's not thinking about his children. He's not thinking about Christie Brinkley. All he's thinking about is, what more can I do to get attention? How can I justify myself? How can I try to justify myself to myself?
You'd think because of his shame and the embarrassment, he'd just hide away.
Well, I need to let you know that often narcissists don't feel shame and embarrassment.
Oh, and you know, that's so true. God, is that true.
And you know from the amount of times we've spoken that I don't label people, but this is definitely something that is a condition where you'll see a group of symptoms that are so common or a group of behaviors that are so common to what we call narcissism. And narcissism is simply being in love with your fake self. That means the two-dimensional self. It's never about loving anyone else. It's about a fake love. It's not real. It's not authentic. You know, Peter Cook can get up there and talk about himself and how great he is, but he doesn't even like himself. Because if he did, he wouldn't be doing that. And with regards to your ex-boyfriend, he wasn't man enough to say to you, look, the problems we had before I met this woman were about you and I. Now I've met this woman, and I feel that that's the way I want to go. And you say, okay, that's fine. But then don't pretend that it has nothing to do with our relationship while I'm sleeping with the both of you.
Exactly. Now, Patrick, I you know how professional we are on this show, but I'd never leave you.
Good.
No,
and I know you talk. You said you've had your own but I'd never do that to you.
Well, I do like a loyal woman. Would you believe?
Leave you.
Good. I don't want you to leave me. Why would you want to leave me? I wouldn't leave you. Don't leave me.
We could go to Australia together.
About the rest of the world?
We could go to the outback.
The outback. Are we going to go hop? Hey, did you know this? I'm going to share this wonderful piece of useless information that'll excite you.
Oh, good, good.
The Australian symbol is a crest that involves an emu and a kangaroo. And do you know why we chose those two animals?
Why?
Because they're the only two animals that cannot move backwards.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the kangaroos can't go backwards?
No, how can they? They can't hop backwards.
Why? I can hop backwards.
Well, because you're not a kangaroo.
Oh, I never knew that.
And the emu can't either. I mean, the emu can run around in circles, but it can't go backwards.
Metaphorically, what are you saying?
I'm saying that I like to move forward.
Only forward and never backwards.
You're wonderful, Patrick Warnes.
My pleasure.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, keep up the Australian accent, but don't forget to
to
throw another shrimp on the barbie.
I won't, but you definitely make me feel beta.
But beta or better?
Beta.
Beta?
Beta, that's Kiwi.
Oh,
your enemy.
Hey, the Kiwis don't even know what comes after five. Ask them what comes after five. Guess what they say?
Are you competitive, Patrick Warnes?
Sex doesn't come after five. It comes all the time.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Have a great day.
Goodbye.
Bye.
He's funny.
I do like him very much.